Hello, friends, and welcome to day 5 of the Divine Mercy Novena. Thank you for watching today, and appreciate again all your comments that you've been leaving in the YouTube comments and also in the private Facebook group. So today we are praying for who, Janelle?
Today, Jesus says, "Bring to me the souls of those who have separated themselves from my church and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter passion, they tore up my body and heart, that is my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way, they alleviate my passion." I love how there's always like a little bit of positivity, you know, as they return... My wounds heal. That's beautiful, you know, like... Again,
mercy forward-looking from yesterday.
Right, because there's always hope. And we were kind of just discussing how this is like a pretty serious thing. It's like people who once knew the truth, but then have walked away from that. And I know that even we have experienced in our lifetime, like people who have had beautiful experiences of God, of the Holy Spirit, you know, they've come to know the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. And now, you know... 5 years later, 10 years later, they have walked away. And it's very heartbreaking, even for ourselves. And I think, you know, how much more perfect does our Heavenly Father love His children, and how heartbreaking it must be for Him. I just finished reading this book called The Return of the Prodigal Son. And it was all just talking about... actually, it talks about all the different characters in the story, but at the same time, how deeply the father's heart is grieved by his son, who knew the father's love, but in some ways didn't know it to its fullness. And what I thought was truly beautiful about the story is how the father doesn't just wait for the son to come home, but he meets him out on the path. And I think that's so beautiful. Mm. But I also, like, one other thing is, like, when I think of Catholicism in general, like, it's not... easy to be Catholic, like really Christ told us, like, that it wasn't going to be easy, but we know that it's going to be worth it. And that, so why are we so surprised when there are little persecutions or things like that come our way? So I can see why people, like, when times get tough or when something more shiny or more something that seems more appealing seems to draw us away, I can understand that in some ways. Anyhow, there's just a few things that I've thought about.
Who we're praying for today are those people who have chosen to leave the church. So this is not people who have accidentally done this or by no fault. Like they were in the church and then they chose to leave because they rejected the grace to remain in the church. In the original language, when St. Faustina wrote this down in her diary, it was a little bit more clear. Modern translations have this tendency of using language that is more popular with the Vatican II spirit, let's say. But this is what the original language that I read was. We're praying for heretics and schismatics. Now that sounds a little different than those who have separated themselves from the church. But essentially, that's what the meaning of a heretic and schismatic is, without getting into the technical formalities of those things.
And these are grave things.
Yes, yes, it is a grave thing. And I know I get grieved. I've been in ministry for 20 years, over 20 years, full time doing Catholic events. And so many times over those 20 years, well, I have memories of people really encountering the Lord, living the fullness of the Catholic faith. They cannot look back at their experience and say, no, that didn't happen. Jesus didn't touch me. No, they're aware. And then through time, they get to a place where they reject the faith. They choose. And it's a really scary thing to get to that place. And so these are the people we're praying for, those who know the church's teaching and have chosen to reject the church's teaching. Now, when we do this, we have to understand we are in a place of privilege, because the privilege is God has given us the supernatural gift of faith. What is the supernatural gift of faith? It's not simply believing that God exists. No, because the demons believe God exists. Those in hell believe God exists. So this is not a question of belief in God. Supernatural faith is this. It's the theological virtue by which we believe in God, believe in all that he has revealed in Scripture and said in Scripture and revealed through the Holy Church. So it's everything that God has revealed in Scripture and through the Holy Church that we accept and assent to. That's the supernatural gift of faith. And it's a theological virtue, which means it's a gift from God. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that we have done on our own accord that has merited the supernatural gift of faith. There's not the right prayer and the right formula that we did to get the supernatural gift of faith. No, God in his generosity has given it to us. And so when we pray for people who have separated themselves from the church, we just recognize we are praying from a place of a great thanksgiving for what we have done and not out of a place of condemning, because God has been good to us and this is why we can pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that, let us pray for those who have separated themselves from the church that they come back into communion with Christ. And to do that, please click the link that we've provided around this video and join us in the Divine Chapel of Mercy. Let's change eternity. God bless you.